Tinchy Strider on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. Hello, it's Daryl here with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. My pleasure to play you some of the best music you will hear anywhere today. That is such a classy song. Robert Palmer and Every Kind of People on Essentials. If that song doesn't prove the music's quality this morning, I don't know what will. Before 11 this morning, I've got Chumbawamba on the way. I've got Phil Collins and Roxy Music too. Miles Smith and Niall Horan and Drive Safe on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. And what a weekend we've got lined up. Kelham Pride takes over Kelham Island today, with thousands expected for a fantastic celebration of community and inclusion. While tomorrow, the city centre hosts the first ever crazy races with homemade soapbox carts hurtling downhill in what promises to be one of the funniest events Sheffield has ever seen. We'll also chat about Joe's Ices turning 100, Sheffield Wednesday's exciting rebuild, the battle over Greenbelt land, and ask whether Sheffield really is Britain's greatest music city. And I think we all know the answer to that question. Roxy Music on Essentials and Love Is The Drug. I had a strange experience this week, and if you're a driver, you'll probably understand. I was driving along, obviously within the speed limit, as I always do, and behind me I noticed a police car. And if you're you always become very conscious of your drive. I wasn't doing anything wrong, but you suddenly become very conscious about your driving. And I was monitoring my speed. I didn't go at all over 30 miles an hour, and the police car kept up with me at similar speed, and I indicated and turned right. And he indicated and turned right. And I realised I'd taken a wrong turning. So I pulled over on the left, just by this driveway that I was going to reverse into and turn round. And the police car pulled over as well. And I thought, oh, here we go. And he just sat there. I'm thinking, oh, no, please go away, please. So I reversed into this driveway and then indicated and turned out. And as I passed him, he nodded knowingly and put his hand up as a thank you. And I just thought, oh, that doesn't happen very often. I was being congratulated on my driving by a policeman. And I had a very, very strange, warm feeling inside, as if I'd just won some kind of prize. Never happened to me before. I doubt it'll ever happen again. Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. On Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. I think I'm right in saying that came from the film Buster, about Buster Edwards and the Great Train Robbers. I'm pretty sure. Wasn't the story about him fascinating, that he was one of the Great Train Robbers, went inside, and then when he came out, didn't he not become a flower seller at Waterloo Station or something? I don't know, maybe. I'm just ad-libbing, and I don't know if I'm right, so don't take it as gospel. This is a great event. Kelham Pride is set to take over the city. Kelham Island is set for one of the biggest community celebrations of the summer today, with entertainment, music, food, and thousands expected throughout the day. It really is going to be a terrific day, particularly if the weather's as good as it looks like it's going to be. Now, of course, that is not a football song, but it's got football song written all over it, hasn't it? Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. And on the subject of football, commiserations to Scotland. But whoa, England, whoa. 4-2, we'll take that. I don't want to get too excited. I've done that plenty of times before. It's looking quite good, isn't it? Britney Spears, of course, on Essentials and You Drive Me Crazy. News at 11 is on the way very soon. After that, I will play you Cool in the Gang and Evanescence. First, though, here's Mr. Styles. Saturday morning on Essentials with Kylie Minogue and Light Up. And if you're looking for something to do today, you'll never be short of somewhere to go or something to celebrate in Sheffield. There's Kelham Pride taking place. Sheffield Music Trail continues across the city centre. There's Healy City Farm Festival, Sheffield Craft Brew Festival, Taste of Thailand Festival. The ADCC English Open Championships are at Ponds Forge. There's professional boxing at the Old Forge. The Last Laugh Comedy Club. Peter Kay is live in Sheffield as well this evening. The Bradfield Festival of Music begins today. There's the Big Ink Bash Tattoo Convention. And don't forget, tomorrow it's Sheffield's first ever Crazy Races, with thousands expected to line the streets with their own homemade carts. Marvin Gaye and the original version of Mercy, Mercy Me on Essentials. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not naturally a follower of the beautiful game, but when the World Cup or the European Championships or something like that comes around and England are involved, I can't help but sort of get drawn into it. It's the national pride thing and all that, isn't it? And I haven't watched a lot of the World Cup, but I've been dipping into certain matches. Certainly watched the England game, but other matches as well. And there's many, many more this year. 48 teams are taking, that's a quarter of the world. It's only about 200 countries in the world. It's a quarter of them are taking part. It's not really a finals, is it? It's like, who wants to go? Oh, well, most of you can have a go. But the way it's covered, it's America, isn't it? So suddenly, we've not just got halftime, we've got these hydration breaks. So we're already splitting the game into four quarters rather than two halves. I don't know how I feel about that. And of course, with every World Cup, there's always more innovations in how it's presented. And it's ever so snazzy and it's all, you know, technical. I think I saw a referee cam. Does the referee wear a camera now? So that when they show you some of the action or a goal, you can see it from the referee's point of view. I mean, it's all very... I'm sure it's improvement. I'm sure it's progress. But I'm not entirely sure I'm comfortable with it. Wholly appropriate to play them today. The Saturdays, of course, and that's work on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. I was just talking about football on a sort of national global scale, but of course it's really important locally. And optimism is growing at Wednesday. Supporters continue to believe brighter days are ahead as the club rebuilds under its new ownership. There are transfer rumours and fresh investment creating real excitement around Hillsborough. And the question, I guess, is really, can Wednesday bounce straight back? There's a much-forgotten number one single, Boris Gardner, and I Want to Wake Up With You. A little bit of Lover's Rock on Essentials this morning. Now, I'm not going to play any Tom Jones today, but I'm going to play you the next best thing. This is Space and Keris from Catatonia, the brilliant Ballad of Tom Jones. What did I do? Space were a great band, weren't they? I think they're still going, actually. And Catatonia, of course, Keris, the lead singer, Keris Matthews, together with Space and the Ballad of Tom Jones on Essentials. The news at midday is on the way very soon. After that, I'll play you Paula Abdul and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, great band. Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. And what a mix between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon. I've got Kate Bush on the way. I will also play you a great song from Razorlight, and Phil Collins is back, but with a number one song with Phil Bailey too. Zara Larsson's Midnight Sun on Essentials. Good afternoon. I'm Daryl with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon, with some brilliant music on the way between now and one. Now, here's a really difficult conundrum that I can see both sides of the argument on this one, and they both make perfect sense. And it's the big Greenbelt debate that continues. There are plans for thousands of new homes that continue to divide opinion, as I guess Sheffield is balancing protecting green spaces with the need for housing. And they're both really, really important. Old Swiftie, Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. I had a strange week this week. I'm a bit of a guitarist on the quiet. Not brilliant, but I like to play every now and then. And this week I bought a second-hand guitar off Adam Ant. It was 30 quid, but he said for an extra tenner, he'll throw in a stand and deliver. Huntrix and Golden on Essentials. Now, I don't want to get into politics per se, but I couldn't help but be drawn into the Makerfield by-election this week, the Andy Burnham election thing. Do you know, many years ago, I considered running for Parliament. Not because I stood a chance of winning, but just because I thought it was good publicity. And even now, it only costs you, I'll just check this, it only costs you £500 if you want to stand for election. I mean, you pay for your own promotion and publicity, but to get on the ballot paper, it only costs you £500. Now, you need to get 5% of the vote or else you lose your deposit. But for £500, I don't think that's... I mean, that's why you get Mr. Buckethead and... it's not Screaming Lord Sutch anymore. It's something Lord Hope, isn't it? And all these weird and wonderful characters standing. Because for £500, well, it's a bit of a laugh, isn't it? It's a bit of fun. And I'm not sure that's the intention of the election process. But I was watching the result come in, and I just found it very entertaining. Andy Burnham having a good old chat with Mr. Buckethead. I don't no idea what they were talking about, but Mr. Buckethead obviously had some strong opinions. And then there was another bloke dressed as a fox. What amused me was when Andy Burnham stood forward to make his acceptance speech, he was standing next to, I don't know, is it, it's not Screaming Lord Hope, but he's the Monster Raving Loony Party official candidate, who was standing right next to Andy Burnham, closer than he should have been. And he wasn't heckling Andy Burnham. He was just, you know, Andy Burnham was saying, I'd like to thank all the people of Makerfield for conducting the election so politely. This Lord Hope said, yes. And it was loud enough that the mic was picking it up as well. And he wasn't nasty or anything at all. It was just being very supportive, but in a way that was obviously very distracting for Andy Burnham, who kept sort of looking over at him and sort of nodding as if to say, I've got to say thanks, but I'd really rather you just moved away. On Essentials and Dance With Me. Now, here's a couple of things going on locally that might interest you. The Chapel Walk comes back to life. Independent businesses, music and creativity are helping to breathe new life into one of Sheffield's city centre's historic streets. And if you're a bargain hunter, then Quiz is continuing its closing down sale at Meadow Hall, while there are new stores, including Pop Mart and the expanded Lego store, which are attracting new shoppers. Now, musically, back in 1992, the ABBA tribute band Bjorn Again released a couple of cover versions of Erasure songs. So Erasure fought back. They recorded four ABBA songs, and their ABBA-esque EP went to number one. And this is one of the songs... Oh, yes. Pat Benatar, and that's Hit Me With Your Best Shot on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Essentials. And that's pretty much it from me for this afternoon. I'll be back next Saturday morning at 10. So have a good week. Have a great weekend. And do something. Do something. Make something of the weekend this week. After the news at 1, Howie is here. He's got the Sheffield Essentials Event Guide Hour. And it's Totally 80s with Gary King from 2 this afternoon. A couple of hours of brilliant music from a great decade. And then that's followed by Rob Charles at 4 with the songs that don't get played on the radio anymore. Until today. And then from 6 o'clock, the Awesome Mix radio show with the equally awesome Emma Scott. I will leave you in the hands of Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Saturday morning.